Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, stuff you can read, you can listen to. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question, and we want to know what you think. Sam Richter is our guest. He's our good friend, the CEO of SBR Worldwide, the Chief Marketing Officer at Actify. He's the author of Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling. And Sam, give us your website again, please.
Sure, www.samrichter.com.
R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Check that out, folks, if you're Googling him. Sam, we're talking about how to make sure that you're using the tools, the online tools, as much as effectively and efficiently and productively as possible as you try to get closer to customers, prospecting. Talk to us some more about some of the things you've learned. What are you telling your audiences these days? I know you said you're in your seventh edition of your book right now. What's the new edition sound like?
Well, I think the key thing on the front end, you know, in the theory part, if you will, is this doesn't have to take a lot of time. I mean, especially with mobile devices nowadays, what I recommend to people is just show up to your client meetings 15 minutes beforehand and log into your mobile device, or if you've got a laptop, you know, there's so many places with wireless nowadays, mm-hmm. just show up with your laptop at the coffee shop, fire it up, do a couple of things. Go to google.com, type in the company's name. Now, make sure to use quotation marks if it's a company with whose name is more than one word. When you type something with quotation marks, it treats it as a single phrase. And then instead of looking at the main search results, over on the left-hand side, there's a little button called More. Click that and find a button called News. Click that. And instead of getting your 15,000 search results related to the company, if there's any recent news about the company, and I'm talking like from 5 minutes ago or five days ago or 5 weeks ago, it'll actually show up. Why is that important? Then when you go in and meet with that individual, instead of you're not overwhelmed and you're not spending all your time looking at their website, which is their online brochure, instead you've read a couple of news articles about what's going on at the company, and now you can have a conversation about something that you know is important to the other person.
You know, Sam, I've done that, and what I do is I do that, and then I go over to the company website, and I read their media in their media section or whatever
is
wherever their press releases are, and I see what they're excited about. Then I go read what the journalists are talking about if I can, and more than once I found out they just got acquired, or I found out that they just got an award, or they just had were sued or whatever, and it let me know whether I, you know, how I handle myself if I want to congratulate them. It actually I have found out things like that before I went on a call that actually changed my strategy, and had I not known that, I would have blundered into something.
Yeah, absolutely. Because again, what you're trying to do, especially in those initial sales meetings, as a small business owner, A, you've got to establish your credibility, that you're an expert. And so talking about the other person and what you know about the other person goes a long way. You know, along those lines, try to figure out, you know, there are a couple of industry-type websites you can go to. So, for example, I recommend that if you're calling on an organization that's in an industry where you're not familiar with that industry, that you go find their industry association. So let's say you're selling into the plastics industry. You don't know too much about the plastics industry. Go find the Plastics Industry Association. Go find their website, and they're going to have a lot of information about what's going on in their world, maybe new regulations or trade issues or company issues or supplier issues, and educate yourself on the other person's industry, and then try to think of relevant stories. So you might not be an expert in that particular industry, but think about relevant stories where you've helped other companies solve the same types of issues that the person you're meeting with might be dealing with.
We call those, in the closing discipline, we call that a similar situation close.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's, again, what
that is one of the most effective tools, one of the most effective sales structures that you can use, the similar situation close, because it connects them to you, it connects them to somebody else, and if you, when you get good at it, Sam, you don't even have to, you don't have to be specific. You can do an aggregation of stories, and people like that. People like hearing that.
Absolutely, because when you think about things from a buyer's perspective, you got to go into these meetings with the mentality of however nice that other person is, they really honestly don't care about you. They don't care about your small business. They don't care about your history or those kinds of things. You know what they really care about? They really care about that they have a problem, that they're going to give up an hour of their day to meet with you because for some reason they think that you can solve that problem.
Right. Let me throw something else. Let me throw something else out there, Sam, that what you do helps people with. Folks, you've heard me say before, find out how you can help your customers help their customers. Sam, all your customers really care about are their customers. And so the things that you offer people, the way you help people use the internet to do more research, do more effective research, don't just find out about your customers, find out who their customers are and go find out about them. And that will help you become a better integrated partner. What do you think, Sam?
That's exactly correct.
So last
really
thoughts,
understanding,
20
like
seconds.
You said, it's understanding the customer, understanding the customer's customers, understanding the customer's customer's issue, your customer's issues, and then again, telling relevant stories of how you've helped other people solve those kinds of issues.
SamRichter.com. That's where you can find his book, Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling. Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Sam Richter.
Really
folks,
honored to be on your show again.
You too, buddy. We'll be back, I promise, real soon. Quick break. I'm going to be right back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.